Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hey there, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 9th of February, 2021. Here comes the best technology news. It's been happening over the past 24 hours, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. Looks like Tesla took a look at Bitcoin and said, "Woo, we like that." So much so, they bought $1.5 billion of it. Now, a lot of this has to diversify and maximize and blah, blah, blah. All that, you know, business talk I don't know anything about. But with Tesla buying $1.5 billion in Bitcoin, there's another thing that's going to benefit people that enjoy spending Bitcoin. You can buy a Tesla now with it. Yes, that's right. Soon, Tesla will start taking digital payments using Bitcoin. How soon, we don't know. They just said very near future. It would actually be the first car maker to actually take Bitcoin for purchases? Something that Mr. Musk seemed very happy about. Now, as far as everything that will be available to buy via Bitcoin at Tesla, we're not exactly sure yet. It might be limited to certain cars, certain items, it remains to be seen. But we all know how Elon Musk is. I'm sure he'll let us all know via Twitter soon. Microsoft users, if you just love your Edge browser the way it is, you ain't gonna change. Well, Microsoft doesn't care about your feelings. Microsoft will automatically uninstall its old Edge browser from its Windows PCs coming April 13th. That, of course, comes at the same time with that monthly security patch. And since they'll be patching, they'll also be removing too. So from the legacy version of Edge on Windows 10, it will install the new Chromium-based one. Of course, there's good reason for this. The version of Edge Microsoft is the one that actually came with Windows 10, and it uses the company's own Edge HTML rendering. However, though, you might remember back in 2019, Microsoft says they're rebuilding the browser from the ground up and would be taking advantage of Google's Chrome software. Not sure if your internet connection will be able to handle your streaming habits? Well, it looks like Speedtest might be able to help you now with their new app update. That's because Speedtest's iOS app can now actually benchmark your internet's video streaming quality. Now, I'm sure we're all very familiar with their app the way it is, getting your maximum upload and get your maximum download speeds, plus latency. However, though, there's a new test that will specifically focus on video. It actually will attempt to stream a variety of resolutions, and then it'll measure load times and buffering. Now, sure, our network connection as it is should probably give us an idea. You know, if you got 500 megabits, you shouldn't have any problem streaming video. But sometimes service providers often prioritize other things than video traffic, meaning it may give you an idea if your ISP is throttling that particular thing or not. And finally, those folks over at MIT are at it again. Yeah, the researchers over there at MIT's Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Laboratory have just created a system that can actually build fully functional drones and robots and other electronic crap, and they can do it all by itself. Yep, no humans involved. It's actually called the Laser Factory. And yes, it's built around an actual laser cutter. Of course, on top of that, you've got a software package for designing devices, and then a machine that actually brings them all to life. Now, yeah, there's still a little bit of human intervention. Humans will have to design a device with components from a library, add the circuit tracers, and then maybe have to do a little tweaking in a 2D editor. But once you got it all together, the software sends that directions to the laser factory hardware. Hop on over to the laser cutter, then the system actually includes a device that actually prints the circuitry, and voila, slaps it all together, and there you go. Now, like I was saying first, a system, you know, that can print drones and robots, well, that's MIT's focus. They're hoping that their laser factory will actually be able to quickly build these drones, just in case they're actually needed for rescue operations or even for deliveries. Meaning you can make a prototype and make it work on the fly. Got a story? No one else is listening? Send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website is located at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you can find all the podcasts over there. Of course, you can find us on Apple Podcasts as well and other popular podcast platforms. Find us, too, on Facebook at British Tech Network or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. But definitely come by our community at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show will actually be back at your way on Friday this week. Sorry, we'll be on a bit of a two-day hiatus, but we will do our best to get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next few days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you, as always, for listening.